Adam.
Here's one for you. This is what Morris wants to know.
How do you use light to work out that the universe is expanding?
Wow, how do you do it? With a torch?
With a fire engine, I think, is a better choice. Most of us know of what's called the Doppler effect. So this is when a fire engine or a police car or an ambulance, and I'm familiar with all of these because I live in London, comes straight past your window at night and you hear it go like, nee-no, 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 nee-no. And as it comes past you, that was a great sound effect, right? As it comes past you, the pitch drops, the frequency drops. And the same thing happens with light. And therefore, as the stars move away from us, so I think Hubble actually spotted this. Hubble was looking at sort of nearby stars and sort of spotting what they were made of by looking at their colours. And then he looked at stars that were slightly further away and found that they were sort of similar, but everything was just a little bit more red. And then he looked at ones that were really, really far away and saw that they were even more red. Therefore, he was able to see that everything is being shifted towards the red spectrum. This is called redshift.
Red light has a longer wavelength than blue light.
Right.
So then basically by looking at the change in the colour of light, where it's like the galaxies are going past, it's going...
Yeah, and in the same way that, say, as the fire engine goes past, the frequency has decreased, they found that it went more red, so the frequency has decreased.
You're listening to The Naked Scientists with me, Kat Arney. This week, we're answering your science questions. So if you'd like to pose one for our next Q&A show, just send them to chris@thenakedscientist.com.